Bottom of Kufyud Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah had established that if a person shechts kodshim psulim bachutz, he's potur. And these kodshim at the beginning of the list that's enumerated here in the Mishnah that became posul were a result of an avera that's called roveah v'nirva. And the pasuk says in Vayikra Yudzayin lahakriv korban lashem lifnei mishkan Hashem. If it's roy lovel lifnei mishkan Hashem, then you're chayv for chutz. If it's not roy lovel lifnei mishkan Hashem, it's not mechayv bachutz. And these cases are not roy lovel lifnei Hashem, and therefore there's no chayv for chutz. The Gemara now wants to analyze why don't we derive the cases of roveh nirva from the pasuk Vel Pesach Oel Moed Lo Hevio. Why quote the pasuk Lahakriv Korban Lashem? Vahonami Tepukle Mi Pesach Oel Moed. Why not derive Roveh Nirva from the Pesach El Pesach, the pasuk El Pesach Oel Moed Lo Hevio, as we did derive all the other cases of Psulim? And now we start the daf for today, Kuf Yud Dalid Amid Aleph. Bishlema, Roveh v'Nirva. I can begin to understand why they're not excluded from El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, because Mishkachas Lei, you can find a situation in which they're royally Ol Moed, Kigon Dakti Shinu Meikara. First, he was Magdish the Zevach to the Behemoth for, as a carbon for the Mizbeach, before the Maisa Aver, before the Revia was done, Vahadar, and then the Revia, Ravo Nirvo, and now he went ahead and he shechted a bachutz. In this case, since before the Revia, the Nirva situation, there were Roy Lakrova, then it's possible that even vis-a-vis these Zvachim, the Torah would say, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, which means he didn't bring it before the Revia, and therefore he's chayav for shechitas chutz. So these cases, because the akdosha took place before the avera, were included under a El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, and therefore they would generate a chiyuv of chutz. Now we need the pasuk Mila Hakriv Karban Hashem, which sets up the critical moment as the moment of Hakrova, not the moment of Hakdosha. And since at the moment of Hakrova it's not Roy Lakarba, therefore there's no Chiyuv Chutz. Ela Mukta V'Nevad Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheni Shalo. The Mishnah also mentions in this enumerated list Mukta, which is the case of something that was designated for Avodah Zorah Nevad, that was worshipped. The assumption is that these psulim took place before the Hakdosha, because again, after the Hakdosha, it belongs to Hegdesh, and once it's Momen Hegdesh, we can apply the principle of Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheni Shelo. There's no possibility of doing a Haktzah for Avodah Zorah or a Hashtachava that would engender an Iser Avodah Zorah on something that doesn't belong to you. Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheni Shelo. And therefore, we must assume that in these cases, it became Mukta or never before Lakdosha. And if that be the case, we're back to our question, why not derive the Ptur of Chutz from the Pasuk El Poel El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio? This was never Roy Le Pesach Ol Moed. From the moment of its Hakdosh, it was already Muktzah v'Nevad. So why did the Mishnah need to invoke the Pasuk Lahakriv Karban Lashem? And the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is addressing a case of Kodshim Kalim. A person was Magdish his Behema as a Karban Shlomim, for example, which is Kodshim Kalim. Now Kodshim Kalim, is it called Momen Gavah or Momen Bailim? Well, if there's no Me'ilah, then it would seem that it's Momen Bailim and not Momen Hegdesh. And the Gemara invokes now the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I'll leave it there, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Diomar, Kodshim Kalim, Momen Bailim Hu. And we'll soon see the original source for the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili in a Braisa. In any event, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, since Kodshim Kalim remain in the Bailus of the Magdish, therefore he can answer it. It's no longer Ein Adam Oser Dover Shein Shalo if he does Haktzola Vodazora or Shtachavola Vodazora. And therefore, it could very well be that this psul of Mukta, or the psul of Nevad, was generated post Hakdosha, and therefore, at the point of Hakdosha, it was in fact Roy LePesach Ol Moed, and therefore, we need a Pasuk in Akrova of Lahakriv Karban Lashem to exclude it from Chutz. Disanya, let's see the source for the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Braisa that deals with a person who is Tovea the Mazik. He sues the Mazik for damages, for compensation. And the Nitba, the defendant, denied the claim. He took a Shvua to support his denial. And then, finally, he confessed his crime and he admitted that he was in guilty of perjuring himself with the Shvua Sheker. He has to bring what's called a Karban Hasham Gzelos. He has to pay compensation of 1.20%, meaning Keren V'Chomesh. And the Pasuk in this context, in Vayikra Perkei, says, V'nefesh ki sechta umal mal bashem v'kichesh b'miso. And the word v'kichesh can be interpreted as both referring to Hashem, because it says Bashem v'kichesh, and then it says v'kichesh b'miso, which means that there is a hakhoshita miso, meaning the word v'kichesh could go in both directions. You can read it twice. You can read it as the end of a phrase or at the beginning of the next phrase. So it's as if it said in the pasuk Bashem v'kichesh and v'kichesh b'miso, which means that the nitba, the defendant, was machish that which was designated as a Karban Lashem, and also that which was under the possession, the private ownership of a miso of his friend. And what is this coming to be? Marbe, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kodshim Kalim Shehem Mamono. Then on the one hand, this is considered Bashem V'kichesh, because it does have the status of Kodshim. And at the same time, it's considered a kichesh b'miso, because since we're dealing with a Karban Shlomim, for example, of Kodshim Kalim, which is Mamon Bailim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, for example, let's say Ruvain was Mafkid, his Behema Shlomim, in the hands of Shimon. Shimon denied the claim, took a Shvu, and then he was moded that he took a Shvu a Sheker. In such a case, he pays Karen V'chomish, he brings a Karban Asham, Asham Gzelos, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because this is both Bashem V'kichesh, insofar as it's Kodshim, and at the same time it's V'kichesh B'miso, because Kodshim Kalim is Mamon Bailim. The Gemara now sort of summarizes the sugya. Hilkach, therefore, roveya v'nirva, which is a dvar erva, and the isurim, the isur of roveya v'nirva as an erva, is chal on mukdoshim. Therefore, we can interpret our Mishnah that at the beginning of the Hegdesh, there was no avera. Then the avera of roveya nirva took place. And to exclude chutz, Shchitas Chutz from Achiv Kares, we need the Pasuk Lahakriv Korban Lashem, because they became Psulim now at the time of Hakrova, and the Torah is telling you that there's no Achiv Kares on the Shchita Bachutz. Muktzav and Nevad, which is Avodas Kochav, and that's not Erva. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Kodshim Kalim. He was magdish them, and then he was makatza them for Avodah Zorah, he was mishtach v'lehem, and we reflect in our Mishnah the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as we explain. Now the Gemara wants to clarify, why does the Mishnah have to exclude chutz, shchitas karban in the case of Esnan, or in the case of Mechir Kelev, Kelayim, Yotze Dofen? Why need to invoke, as the Mishnah does, the Pasuk Lahakriv Karban, and not invoke the Pasuk of El Pesach, O El Moed? The Mishnah also, by the way, mentions Trefa. The Gemara is not dealing with Trefa yet, because it's Poshut that you could have an animal that became a Trefa Lachar HaKdosha, and therefore at the time of the Akdosha was Eino Chinami Re'uyu L'Mizbeach before it became Trefa, and therefore the Miyud of El Pesach Ol Moed would not be sufficient. We need the Miyud of Milahakriv Karbon Lashem. But in the other cases, the Gemara asks the following. Esnan, this animal that was given as a payment for a biasura or a mechir, an animal that was swapped for a kelev, in these two cases, we're not talking about an isul yakrak dosha. Nasu momen hegdesh, enodem osa dovashen shalo, as a result of the hegdesh. And again, we're talking about Kedushas Domim here. It becomes Momo and Hegdish Bekinyono, according to everyone, and therefore lo Eino Domosa Dovashen Shalom. So to designate something which he was already Magdish to Kedushas Berek Abayis as an Esnan or Mechir Kelev and generate an Isa, that he cannot do. So by process of elimination, we have no choice but to assume that after they became an Esnan or a Mechir Kelev, then he was Magdish, and therefore was never Roy Lakrova, and we should exclude it under the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevi'u. Why does the Mishnah feel compelled to invoke the Pasuk Lahakriv Karban Lashem? Let's ask a similar question about Kilayim and Yotzei Dofen. Kilayim is an animal that's born to a mixture of a Tayish and a Rochel, and Yotzei Dofen is an animal that was born through a cesarean, not in the normal derech tivis, the normal natural birth. They had to cut out from the mother's stomach in order for this animal to survive. And if he was magdish them after they were born, then at the very moment that he was magdish them, they were only psulim lakrova. They never had a moment, because again we're talking about the birth, they never had a moment which they were included on the El Pesach Ol Moed. Right? They were never royal the Pesach Ol Moed. So why didn't the Mishnah quote the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed as the exclusion in these cases? So we have a kasha now not only on Esnan and Mochir, but also on Kilayim and Yotzei Dofen. And the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is addressing the case of Lodos Kodshim, which means a behemoth kodshin that became pregnant. The owner of the kodshin now transferred ownership over the ubar to a zona, as an esnan, or to an owner of a kelev, as achlofas kelev. Or the mother became pregnant from another min, and therefore the ubar is kelayim. Or the ubar became Yotzei Dofen, and it was not born with a normal, natural leda. In this scenario, all the psulim that we mentioned are chal on the ubar while it's in the mei imo, while it's in the fetal stage, or at the very moment of its leda, which means that at the second of leda, there was a chalos kedusha sa'em. And now if he shechts it bachutz, you cannot pater him up from Shechita Chutz based on the Pasuk V'el Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevi'o, because they were Re'uyim La'krova together with their mother before the Leda, since the Kedusha is the Kedusha Sa'em, and vis-a-vis the Kedusha Sa'em, she, the mother, was Roy LePesach Ol Moed. We now need, and that's what the Tana quotes, the Pasuk LaHakriv Karban Lashem, a different source and a different Yalfusa to Pater Chutz, because they were not Roy LaKrov, and therefore there's no Chiv for Shchitas Chutz. The Gemara adds that this Tana Kosovar Vlade Kodshim Bava Yosem Hem Kedoshim, that a Vlad of Kodshim with its Leda is Kadosh. Because again, there's another opinion that says that the Vlados are Kedoshim even before the Leda, Ba'odah B'mei Imo. And if that be the case, if you would take that opinion, is Lo Yochal Lochal Aleim Iser Esnan U'Mechir L'Fishein Adam Oseh Dovashen Shalom. Meaning, in the fetal stage, it would be already Kadosh B'Kedushas Ha'em B'mei Imo, according to that man, the yomer that vlodos are kedushin beodom eva imo, and then we couldn't even discuss the possibility of a psul of esnan mechir so forth, because einonam oser dover sheeno shelo. Just mentioned that Tosus here, the Ramasal Kosovar, this long Tosus here, raises the question from a sugya in Tmura on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Our sugya assumes that Vlados Kedoshim Vavayosam Hem Kedoshim, which means that with their Leda they became Kodshim, and the Psul of Mechir or Estan was Chal in the fetal stage before the Leda, and it's only because of the Kedusha Sa'im that we say that it was Roy LePesach Ol Moed, but now it's Posel Akrova by virtue of the Psulim of Esnan and Mechir. So Tos says, but the Gemara in Tvura establishes that in order to, there's a proviso, there's a condition, in order to apply the principle of Vlados Kedoshim Nasim Kedushim B'Leidosam, that's only if at the time of the Leda they were Royal Mizbeach. Here, at the time of the Leda, they were already Posel, because he had already established them as Esnan or Mechir in the fetal stage. And therefore, according to the Sugya and Tmur, they don't become Kedoshim Beleda at all. So why do we need a Pasuk to Patra for Shkita Schutz if it's not even Kodshim? And Tosus says that even though they don't become Kodshim in Kedushas HaGuf, but they have Kodshim, they have Kedushas Domim of Berek HaBayis, and that's not excluded from the Pasuk Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, because they are Ru'im LaKrova while they're in Me'imo. Tosus later on is not happy with this answer. I also wanted to point out that there's a Rashi in Masecht Nida who writes that our Mishnah is talking about a case where he gave the Esnan of the Ubar when it was Kodshim Kalim. Now, we didn't differentiate between Kodshim Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim in this context. Rashi says that the Tana who here in our Mishnah holds Bavayosim Em Kedoshim, meaning that the Kedusha is only Chal, it emerges with Leda, not earlier. And therefore the Iser Zona and the Mechir is Chal on them. And if Vlados Kedoshim B'Leidosam Em Kedoshim, even an Ubar, this is the difficulty in Rashi, even Ubar Kodshi Kodshim, he could give it as Esnan, because before the Leda, there's no Kedusha. Why does Rashi have to insist that we're talking about Kodshim Kalim? Now, the Mishnah had already established that in the case of Bali Mumin, there's no Chiv of Shchitas Chutz. And if it's a Mum Over, or in the case of Torim Shalohi Gius Manom, or in the case of Osas Pino, this Ptur of Chutz, according to the Tanakhama, applies because right now it's not Roy LaKrova, even though it will be Roy LeAcher Zman, and the Mishnah establishes a controversy over this because Rav Shimon rejects it, and he holds that there is a Losaseh in the case of Shechting and Ubar Bachutz, if it's going to be Roy Liachar Zman, the Chacham holds there's no Avera of Chutz, not even a Losas. And the Gemara now addresses the question, why does the Tana need to give us three examples of this? Balmum, Osas Beno, and Torim Shalo Igia Zmano. Utsrichi. The Itana Bale Mumin, I would make a mistake and think that the Svar of the Chachamim, that you're part of a Shchitas Chutz, is Mishum de Me'isi. A Baal Mum is considered most like Krov al Gabi Mizbech. Aval Torim, Shalo Yigi Azmanom, De Lo Me'isi. There's nothing most about them. It's just a Gzeres HaKosuv that you don't bring the tar on the Mizbech until it matures. Is Ema, I might think, the Modulei Reb Shimon, maybe the Chachamim would accept Reb Shimon's position that he would be chayav for a lotaseh, violate a lotaseh, v'shechzeh b'chutz. The only reason why there's no lotaseh in the case of Balmum is because of me'isi, which excludes them completely, entirely from the Mizbeach, Kerochok, Mizrach, Vimarov, and therefore there's no chutz. It's not al Pesach al Moed, it's Mishkan Hashem. But in the case of Torim, I mean, there's nothing Mos here about the Torim, and therefore maybe there is a violation of Lav. There is some Shaychus to the Mizbeach, even though it's Kodem Shigiyazman. The Itana Torim, well, why not just tell me the case of Torim Shalo Giyazmanam? And the answer is, I would have made a mistake about Rabbi Shimon. And I would have said that perhaps in this case of Torim Shalo Giyazmanam, he's Mechayev Kores on Shchita Schutz Mishum Delochazi Ve'idchi. Which means that they were never Ru'uyim, and therefore it's lo nechshav, it's not considered nidchu meha mizbeach. So again, let's try to understand the mistake that I could have made had the Mishnah only mentioned the machlokas Tanakamer of Shimon in the case of Torim shelo hagiya zmanam. I would have made a mistake, and I would have said that according to Reb Shimon is mechayev al shchitas chutz. Then in this case of Torim Shalogi Yizmanim, he would be chayev for shchitas chutz, mishum dolchazi ve'idchi. So how is this svara of lochazi ve'idchi, that they would never roy lekach? Why would that help me think that he's chayev for shchitas chutz? And the answer is that we have a principle called dochui, which means that it once was roy, and then it was nidcha, but if it was never roy to begin with, that's called dochui meikara, then we don't apply the principle of dichui. And here's a case where it was never roy to begin with, because it never reached that age of maturity to be roy as a Torah al gabi mizbeach. And therefore it's not considered nidchu mea mizbeach, it's still shaykh to the mizbeach, so to speak. Aval bali mumim, dichazu ve'idchu. We have this case of a behema that nafal ba'mum. In other words, initially it was roy l'mizbeach. Now it became excluded because of a mum. Is that's called dochui? Again, even though it's a temporary dochui, because we're not talking about a mum she'ain over, but rather a mum she'over, but nevertheless it's dochui for the moment. And at the time of the shkita chutz, it's considered dochui. As Amai might think, modeluhu Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbanon, that in this case there's no violation of any lav at all, because we're talking about something that was roy, and then it became dochui. And that power, the power inherent in dichui, is such that it's completely excluded from the mizbeach, and therefore there's no mechayev shchitas chutz. Masha'enken, in the case of dochui meikara, of Torim shelo hagiya zmanam, there's no principle of dichui, and therefore the connection or the suitability, if you will, the potential suitability for the mizbeach is still considered greater, and that's why Reb Shim would say yechayev. V'itani hanitarte, if the Tan had given us the machlokes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon in these two cases, then I would have made a mistake to assume that the Chacham hold that there's no lav in Shchitas Chutz in these two cases, mishum de psua digufayu. A balmum is posel in its guf, the tar, before it reaches its maturity, is posel in begufo, and it's posel akrov because of chisar legufo. That's why it's such a serious chamur psul that its mufka, it's excluded from chutz. Aval oso vespino, if there was a shchita of the mother and now the shchita of the son on the same day, the psula, although there is a psul, but it's not a psul in the gufa shel behema, nothing changed here, the gufa shel behema, just that you shechted the mother today, is me alma ka'asile, it's external, it's extraneous, chutz le gufa, and it's only a result of the shkita of the mother. That's not such a psul chomer, as Amai might think, modulei rabban el Reb Shimon, that there is a violation of a lav, at least, of shchitas chutz, because it's not possible begufo. It's tzricha, therefore I need the Tana to teach me in all of these three cases of Mechus Zman, that according to Shimon Yesh, there is a violation of a lav of Shkitas Chutz, and according to Chachamim, there's no violation whatsoever. The Mishnah says, making a klal out of Reb Shimon Oya Omer, if it's roy lovely achar zman, it's included in the losas, although it's potomi karis. The Gemara wants to understand what is the source for Reb Shimon's opinion here. My timer, the Reb Shimon. Omer Rabbi La, Omer Rabbi Shlokish, Omer Kra, the Pasuk says, with regard to the hanhagas hakarbonos, how did we institute, or how do the laws of Karbonis operate? Akashi Konsula Oretz. And the Torah says in Dvarim Perkid Beis Lo Sasun Kechol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayom Ish Kol Ayosher Bi'enov. And now the Drosha of Reish Lakish goes as follows. Amaluhu Moshe Li Yisrael. Moshe turns to the people, he says, Ki Ailisu La'aretz, when you enter into the land of Israel and you're going to set up a Mishkan at Gilgal, and yet even though, despite the setting up of the Mishkan, there'll be a Heter Bamos, is Yesharos. Right, it says, Ish Kol Yashar Bienov, which means a carbon that it appeals to him. He thinks it's a good idea to bring a carbon. He voluntarily offers to bring a neder and a dova. And those, you can takriv, or you can be makriv in a bama. Because again, we're talking now about Gilgal, which is a bama tzibur that does not generate an iser bama bachutz. However, that's only with regard to karbanos of neder and adova. Chovos, for example, chatos v'ashamos, lo sakrivu. Even on a bomas tzibur, we're not going to bring chatos and ashamos. V'gilgal gabi shilo mechus zmanu. The time period in which the Mishkan stood in Gilgal and the karbanos chova are considered mechus zman. In other words, in Gilgal, it's not roi lakrova, but it will be roi lakrova when they get to Shiloh. And nevertheless, Kamalu Moshe lo sasun, Moshe says that even in a case of shechita of mechus zman, if he shechts bachutz, he violates this lo sasun kechol asher atayim osim poyo. So Gemara asks, Omar Rav Yirmiya, Rav Zera, Ihochi, if Karbanos Chov and Gilgal are considered Mechus Zman, because we anticipate Shiloh, and here turning to Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis, is Milkinami Lilke, if he was Makriv, the Mechus Zman Bifnim, he should get Malkus according to Rav Shimon, because he violated the Lav Lotasim. And the Pasuk prohibits Hakravas Chovos, Not only in a Bamas Yochid, even in a Bamas Tzibur, in Mishkan Gilgul, and this is considered a Shchitas Pnim, is a Lama Omer Rabbi Zera Hakosiv Nitko Liese. Why does Rabbi Zera insist in the Masechta Chulin on Daf Peyamid Beis that if someone shechts a carbon that's Mechus Zman Bifnim, he doesn't get Malkus because the Kosiv Nitko Liese? The pasuk that addresses the iser of hakrovas mechus zman, it says there in Shmos Chav Beis, kein tasu l'sharcho l'tzonecha shivas yom yia im imo, and he finishes the pasuk with the words by yom hashmini titno li. So we're talking about a nituk. He was mafrid the iser from other Yisurim Mizbeach, and he set it apart. And why? The Limeid, to teach us, She'ein ba'krovas mechus zman el olav haba mechlal esse. In other words, when the Torah says, Bayom HaShmini titen li, titno li, it means on Yom HaShmini and not earlier. Now, we don't give Malkus on olav haba mechlal esse, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, that there's an explicit lav of lo ta'asun on karbonos mechus zman, is why don't you get Malkus for this lav? But to appreciate the Gemara's Kasha, let's just turn back for a second to Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. We've established that when Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Klal Yisrael with the words in Dvar Yud Beis, Lo Sasim Kechol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayom, he's talking about a Mechusar Maisas, a Mechusar Zman situation. And he's indicating that there's an Averis Lav of Lo Tasun. And this Lav addresses Mechusar Zman in the case of Karbonos Shel Chova, like for example Chatos or Asham, where the Torah is telling you that until we get to Shiloh, which is a Migdash, or to the Migdash itself, there's no possibility of bringing a Chatos for Asham, because everything has to be a Karban Adav. In any event, Moshe Rabbeinu says Lo Sa'asun, which means that a Shechita of Mechusar Zman, even when he shechts the Bechutz, is included in this Lotas. As the Gemara now asks, and this is the top here of Kuf Yud Daled Amud Beis, then he should get Malkus, and Reb Zera says, HaKosiv Nitko Li Esei, meaning Reb Zera is totally focused on a different parasha in Shmos Chav Beis, where it says, Bayom HaShmini Titno Li, which obligates us to bring it at that time, Biyom HaShmini, and it teaches us that we're not allowed to bring a Mechusar Zman until it's ready, Biyom HaShmini. Before that, it's not ready. It's called Mechusar Zman. And Ator Nitko Li Esei, which means it's an Iser of a Lav HaBomachal Esei, and therefore there's no Malkus. Wait a minute. We should upgrade this to a violation of a full lav of Lo Tasun, as we saw in the case of Akrovas Mechusar Zman. So you're telling me, Reb Zera, that since we derive it from the Pasuk Bayom HaShmini, Titno Lo, Titno Li, it's an essay, and we have a lav HaBomachal essay, and there's no Malkus for a lav HaBomachal essay. It basically has the status of an essay. But what about the Pasuk Lo Sasun? That should be enough to generate a Chi of Malkus. And the Gemara answers, Hani Mi L'Rabbanon, B'L'Rav Shimon Achinami. When Reb Zera said that you don't get Malkus for Mechusar Zman, if you're Makriv Mechusar Zman Bifnim, he's talking according to the Sheet of the Chachamim, they don't dash in the Pasuk Lo Sasun to generate a lav of Hakrovas Mechusar Zman. It's only Reb Shimon who does so. And Ein Chinami, according to Reb Shimon, if he's Makriv a Mechusar Zman and violates his lav of Lo Sasun, he will get Malkus. So let's say, for example, he shechts an animal as a korban before Shmones Yomim. He would certainly get Malkus for such a thing, according to Reb Shimon, because we derive it from Lo Tasun, which is an absolute law. A law of Mefurash. However, according to the Rabbanon, they don't have this drush of Lo Sasun to generate a law of HaKrovas Mechusar Zman. Therefore, there is no Malkus. It's only a law of HaBomachal Esa. The Gemara now goes back to the Kasha of Rabbi Yirmiyah and offers another alternative teretz. The Gemara says the following: Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Pnim de Gilgal Gabi Shilo Kechutz Dami. The relationship between Bifnim on the Mizbeach, in the case of Gilgal, which is a Bomas Tzibur, but not a Migdash, that relationship to Shiloh is like Chutz Dami. In other words, the Pasuk Lo Sasun, which generates an Isur being Makriv in Gilgal, Karbanos Chova, because the proper location, designated location for the Akrova of a Karban Chova is Shiloh, and therefore the Akrova in Gilgal, of Karbanos Chova is considered Mechusar Zman. And it's like he was Makriv Bechutz before Zmano. So the Pasuk Lo Sasun, which deals with the Isra Akrovas Mechusar Zman Bechutz, and not with Akrovas Mechusar Zman Bifnim, and therefore if Shimon holds Ein Lokin Alav. However, Shochet Karba Mechusar Zman Bechutz Loke Sharei Al Kach Dibur HaKosev. But Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is claiming is that this pasuk lo sasun, in the case of a Karban Chova in Gilgal, which tells you that the Makom HaKrov is in Shiloh, and therefore the HaKrov of Gilgal in the case of a Karban Chova is like a Kriven B'chutz. So Kodem Zmano is Chutz. So this Pasuk Lo Sasu, which generates Malkus, is talking about the Iser HaKrov of Mechus Zman B'chutz. It's not talking about Mechus Zman B'fnim. It's not that he shechted a Karban that has to be brought later on, and he shechted in the, and he did the avoda in the mizbeach, and therefore Rab Shimon would hold that you don't get malchus for mechus zman bifnim because the pasuk lo sasun is addressing the case of mechus zman bachutz, and there Enochinami does get malchus. The Gemara now quotes a different daya as far as the pasuk from which Rab Shimon learns the lav, derives the lav of hakrovas mechus zman bachutz. Rabba Omar Tami de Rab Shimon Kedisanya Rab Shimon Omer Minayin Luzovech Pesach Bebomas Yochid Bishasi Sur Bomas Shubalosase. When Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, or when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, or in the Beis Olamim, and he went ahead and he shechted the Karban Pesach in a Bomas Yochid, and of course, if we're talking about a time period of Mishkan or Shiloh or Beis HaMikdash, there's an Isur HaKrov B'Bomos. So Rav Shimon says, how do I know that he violates a Lo Saseh? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Lo Suchal Lizboach Es HaPosach B'Achad She'orecha She'or Hashem Elokecha Nosein Loch. Now, I don't understand how do we know that this pasuk is talking about the Shas Isur Bamos. It just says Lo Suchal Les Lizboach Sapesa Pachad Sharecha. Yochel, I might think after Shas Heter Bamos came that perhaps Ein Makrivim VeBamos Yochid, we cannot bring on a Karban Yochid, as we discussed at great length in the previous daf, unless it's neder unedov, but not a Karban Chova. Maybe this pasuk is telling me that if a priest person is mak of the Karban Pesach on a bamas yochid, then he violates a losase. So in effect, what the Gemara is suggesting here is that this pasuk cannot establish a lav during the time of Isur Bamos, a lav of shechting on a bomas yochid at the time of Isur Bamos, because it's very possible that we're talking about Shas Heder Bamos, and the nature of this lav of Lo Suchal Lizboach Sapesa Pachad Sharecha is that since you're not dealing with a karban Nidava, right, because Karban Pesach is a Karban Chova, therefore if he's makriv a Karban Chova in a Bamas Yachid, which is antithetical, then he violates a Losaseh. But that's again, even B'Shas Heter Bamas, it doesn't teach us a thing about Shas Iser Bamas, Talmud Lomar, therefore we need the Pasuk B'Achad Sharecha. And what does that Pasuk teach me? Lo Amarti L'cha, when did I say that you're not allowed to Shech this Karban Pesach in a Bamas Yochid Ela B'Shasha Kol Yisrael Nichnasim B'Shar Echad, when all of the people come through one city in order to be makriv their Karbanos, which would either be Shiloh or Yerushalayim, but B'Shas Heter Bamos, where anybody could be makriv anywhere, is that's not a case where the Torah is addressing. So in order to slug up this Havamin of Yochel, that maybe we're talking B'Shas Heter Bamos, the Braisa quotes the Pasuk B'Achad Sharecha, and B'Achad Sharecha means that the Iser of Shchitas Pesach B'Bamos Yochel applies when there's an Iser Bamos, when everybody is entering to be Makir the Kor B'Shar Echad, which is again, we're talking about Migdash, we're talking about Shiloh, and there's an Isur Bamos. So the Pasuk B'Achad Sharecha clearly indicates that we're talking about B'Shas Isur Bamos, and therefore Rav Shimon has a valid source to teach us that you violate a law, a losaseh, of losuchal lizboach es haPesach b'chad sharecha, in the case where you bring a bomas yachid, on a bomas yachid, a karba b'shas yisra bomos. And again, how do you know this pasuk losuchal lizboach es haPesach b'chad sharecha is referring to shas yisra bomos? The answer is b'chad sharecha. Well, amati l'chol b'shas shekol yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad. And that's Shiloh or Yerushalayim, which means Shas Iser Bamos. But Shas Heter Bamos, when you're allowed to be makriv anywhere, that's not a subject of this discussion. So you thought in the Hava Mina Yachol that maybe we're talking about Shas Heter Bamos, but we're talking about a case of a Karban Chova that he brought on a Bamos Yachid, which is a no-no. But that's not the subject of this pasuk, because B'chad Sharecha teaches me clearly that the subject of this pasuk is B'shas Iser Bamos, and he was makriv on a bama B'shas Iser Bamos. Now, once we've clarified the braisa that we're talking about Shas Iser Bamos, and there's a lav of shchita on a bamas yachid, so what's the deal about Korban Pesach here? Why is the lav addressing the case of Korban Pesach? And Rabba, therefore, is going to prove that we're talking about Pesach Kodem Zmano. Emas, when is the Zman of Yudalit B'Nisan? When does the Braisa speak about the Lav of Shchitas HaPesach B'Bomas Yochid? If it's B'Yom Yudalit B'Nisan, and we're talking about during the period of time where there's an Iser Bamos, if we're going to say that on Yudal Benisa we're talking Liachar Chatzos, and that's the intention here of the Pasuk, when it's time for the Akrovas Korban Pesach, and at that moment he was Makriv of the Pesach on a Bamas Yochid B'Shas Iser Bamos, is what are you telling me that he gets Malkus? Is Karis Nami Mechayev? Why did the Braisa say he violates a lav? If it's a Pesach that's Roy Lakrova Bifnim and he shechts it Bachutz, he's Chayev Karis. Hello lav, but therefore we would rather assume that for sure, Bavadai, the Kavana is Lashritas HaPesach Kodem Chatzos. And before Chatzot, the Pesach Eino Roy Adayin LaKrova, it's called Mechus Zman. And from this, Rabbi Shimon derives that even in the case of Shar Kodshim in Mechus Zman, which he shechted b'chutz, over belav. Rabbi wants to prove that when the Braisa formulates an Isur of Shchitas HaPesach b'Bomas Yochid, at the time of Iser Bamos, Rabbi wants to prove that we're talking about Pesach Kodem Zmano, because if it's Pesach Li'acher Chatzos, then Dal Miochi, forget about the Chiyuv of a Lav, we should talk about a Chiyuv of Kares. The Braisa limits itself to a violation of Iser Lav. And Pesach is Roy Lakrova Bifnim, the Shochet should be Chai for Chutz Kares, and therefore he should be Chayv Kores. But rather, if we're talking about Kodem Chatzos, before Zmano, where the Pesach is not Roy LaKrova, it's called Mechus Zman, then Rabbi Shimon has a right to derive the conclusion in Shar Kodesh in the Mechus Zman Sheshokta Bechutz, over Belav, he violates this Lav. But the Gemara rejects this proof. Li Olam, I can tell you that the Brice is talking about a case of Shchitas HaPesach, Bebomas Yochid Liachar Chatzos, but maybe the Braisa is talking to Shas Heter Bamos Koy, and it's come to teach you that even during a Shas Heter Bamos he violates a Losaseh if he's Makriv on a Bamos Yochid Karbonos Chova, the likes of which is Pesach is a good example, and he's not allowed to be Makriv except on a Bamos Tzibur, and therefore when it says that Liachar Chatzos he violates an Isur in a Bamos Yochid, we're not talking about Shas Heter Bamos. I'm sorry, we're not talking about Shas Isur Bamos. We could be talking equally about Shas Heter Bamos. And if the Bryce is talking about Shas Heter Bomos, it's coming to teach me that even during such a period of time, he violates a lo sasef, he's makriv v'bomos yochid, because he's talking about Pesach, which is a carbon chova. And we don't bring a carbon chova on a bomos yochid. We can only bring it on a bomos tzibur. So the Gemara says, v'ha b'shas iser bomos ka'omar. The Bryce says pretty explicitly that we're talking about shas iser bomos. How can you tell me the Bryce is talking about a case of Shas Heter Bamos? The Bryce itself explicitly says we're talking about Shas Iser Bamos. And the Gemara answers that what the Bryce had in mind when it said Bashas Iser Bama is Iser Bama Lo, meaning to be Makriv at Karban Chova, but really the Shas Heter Bama Lechavero. Now it's as far as this Karban, which is a Karban Chova, then it's called Shas Iser Bama. But if it wasn't a Karban Chova, let's say it was Shlomim, which is Bab and Adava, or Ola, then Erchinami, it would be considered a Shas Heter Bama, and that's what he calls L'Chavero, for a Karban that lends itself to Nedarim and Nedavas. And if it was Makrevit in a Bamas Yachid, it's Liachar Chatzos, so we're talking about the Shas Chiyuv Karban Pesach. If he was makrivit in a bama, since it's not a carbon adava, therefore he violates the law. Since there's a shas heter bamos here, according to this Gemara, there's no possibility of a chiyuv kares, but the Bryce is teaching us that liachar chatzos b'shas heter bamos, he violates a losaseh. If he's makriv in a bamos yochid, a carbon chova like Pesach liachar zmana. And such a carbon can only be brought on a bomas sibur. The Braisa says b'shas iser bomos, that we can reinterpret that as far as he's concerned, it's like an iser boma because it's a carbon chova. He has to bring his carbon pesach liachar chatzos. The Mishnah established mechusas man in two subcategories. One is because of bailov, which means the carbon of a zav, zov, and yoledes, which is mechusar kapara, and it's before higias manam lahakriv. For example, they have to count zayin nekiyim, and the carbon is not roy lahakriv before counting the zayin nekiyim. That's like in the case of zav and zova. In the case of yoledes, we have to wait till after the malos, 40 days for a zachar, 80 days for an akeva. Now the Mishnah said that if he was makriv, a chatos and an osham, bachutz, before he gias manam, then it's a patur kares. Nobody denies that. Because right now the carbon is not roy, li kar bifnim. So the Gemara asks the question, v'hani b'nei ha-shavos ninu? Why does the Mishnah mention a carbon osham, a zav, a zov, a yoledes? Are they chayav a carbon osham? Why did the Mishnah mention osham? Amar ze'iri tni mitzora badayu. We have to add to the Lashon HaMishnah the case of mitzora. He also doesn't bring his karbonos, which are chatos, osham, and ola, before he counts zayin yamin. And therefore, if there was a shechita b'chutz before that zman, he's potter mikores, and osham is mentioned here because of mitzora. Going on in the Mishnah mentions Zav, Zov, Yoledes, that Shechted Olosehem Vishalmeh Bechutz, Kodem Zmanam, the Chayev Kores. And the reason for this is because these Karbonos of Ola and Shlomim are Roy Lemizbeach, Roy Lahakrib Ifnim Betoras Nedova. The Gemara asks, Mahani B'nei Shlomim Ninu? In the case of Zav and Zov and Yoledes, are these obligated in a carbon shlomim? Why did the Mishnah mention Shalmehen? Omer Rav Sheshes Tni Nazir, you have to add to the Mishnah Nazir, in addition to Zav, etc., Zav, Zov, Yoledes. The Nazir is Chayv a carbon shlomim. And if it was Shechted Bachutz, Toki Beit Niziruso, before its time, then he'd be Chayv Kares because a carbon shlomim is a carbon that can come b'toras nedav, and if it's royally carved b'fnim. The Gemara says, "Dizeiri kavu'a tnai." The Amoraim changed the girsa of the Mishnah based on the answer of Ze'iri. And their girsa in the Mishnah was Mitzora. And that we saw earlier, Oma Ze'iri Tni Mitzora. However, Rav Sheshes, Lo Kavua Tnai, the Amoraim didn't agree, so to speak, in the light of Rav Sheshes to change the girsa of our Mishnah. They didn't have the girsa of Nazir, but rather they would convey the Gemara, in the Gemara, the answer of Rav Zera, of Chisurei Mechser, V'achi Ketanim. In other words, Rebbe, when he authored the Mishnah, he left out, he omitted the word Nazir, and Rebbe does that in a number of different places, and the word Nazir was omitted here, and we have to have a Chisurei Mechser. So the Gemara wants to suggest that we don't have to change the girsa of the Mishnah, we could just say, apply the principle of Chisurei Mechser. Now, according to the Dibros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein in his Ha'ara Masechti Yevamos, he's quoted here as saying that the Gemara is trying to interpret and testify, in effect, that the word Mitzora was missing in the Girsa in our Mishnah, as we saw in Ze'iri, and it implies that there's some reason why the Mishnah omitted the word Mitzora. And therefore, they would convey that we should change the Lashon HaMishnah, Zav, Zav, Yoledes HaMitzora, the way Ze'iri made that change. Now, let's take a look at Mitzora. The Gemara talks about Mitzora. A Mitzora was Makriv his Oshem Bachutz before Zman. Om Rav Chilkiah, Rabbi Chilkiah, Rabbi Tubi, in the name of Rav Tubi, Lo Shana, the Mishnah is not mentioning Mitzora in a case where he shechted his Ashim Bachutz, Kodim Zman, his Potomikars, Ella, Lishmo. In other words, we're not talking about a Shalol Lishma case. We're talking about where the Shechita was Lishma, or the Shechita was Stam. And it's not Roy La Krovas Pnim. And therefore, it's potomikaris avol shalolishmo. Because if he had the coin had a machsheva shalolishmo, let's say shechted the carbon asham l'shem ola is chayv kars, then he be chayv for chutz. Why hold the roy shalolishmo b'fnim? Because an asham that they were makrevit l'shem ola is kosher. I mean, not all the Tanoim agree to that, but that's the Stam of the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim. And therefore, if he shechted b'chutz l'shem ola, he'd be chayav kares. So the Gemara's upset about this. Yehachi, if that's the din, that if he was makrevit lishmo outside of the Azor before Zmano, why don't we say, nami nechayav, he should be chayav kares, hol v'roi shalol lishmo b'fnim? Since this carbon does lend itself to hakrov al gabi mizbeach, albeit if the kohen had shalol lishmo was the shem ola, that should be enough to be mechayev kares as a potential of roi lakrova bifnim. So Gemara answers: in order for asham to be kosher bifnim you need to be oker the shem asham. And you have to make an explicit declaration that you're being makir of the carbon l'shem ola. But as long as he wasn't oker the shem asham, then the carbon is posel l'bifnim. You can't be makir on the mizbeach kodim zman. And that incurs the question of Rav Huna. Maskif la Rav Huna v'chi yesh lecha dover she'eino kosher l'shmo v'kosher shelo l'shmo. There's a paradox over here. Is it possible to say that there's a carbon that's posel because he was makrivit lishmo, but if he had makrivit shalol lishmo, it would be kosher. Shalol, that's paradoxical. Shalol lishmo be kosher. And again, even though you'll ask in the Mishnah back at the beginning of Zvachim, kol Zvachim shenizbuchu shalol lishmo ksherim, that's only in Zvachim that a ksherim had he shechted it lishma. So we want to be mechadish in the Mishnah that even shalol lishma is kosher. But we're not talking about a case where had he shechted it lishma would be possible. So how could it be, again, to reiterate the kasher of Huna, that in this case of an osham kodem zmano, if he would have makriv it lishma, it would be possible, and dafka because he was makriv it shalol lishma, it became kosher. So the Gemara doesn't understand the kasha of Rav Huna. V'lo, we don't find a precedent for such a thing. V'harei, and here we're turning to Daf Kuf Tezvav Omer Aleph. Pesach b'shayimos hashana. Let's say, for example, on the 14th of Nisan before Chatzos, or even after the first day of Pesach, eino kosher lishmo. If he would makar it lishmo, it would be possible, because the Mishnah says in Psachim on Daf Samach Aleph Shachto, he shechted his Pesach kodim chatzos, is possible. And yet, if he shechts it, he's makriv it before chatzos shalol lishma, kosher. So why is Rav Huna so up in arms, as if he said there's no precedent for something where it was lishmo, it would be possible, and shalol lishma would be kosher? In the case of Pesach kodim zmano, b'shayimos hashona, that's exactly the din. That lishma is possible, but shalol lishma is kosher. It becomes a korban shlomit. And the Gemara answers, Pesach, that's a whole different entity. B'shayimos Hashanah Shlomim, you know, the status of Pesach the whole year round is that it is a carbon shlomim. There's almost inherent Kiddusha Shlomim in the case of Pesach B'shayimos Hashanah. And therefore, when he shechts the Kodim Chatzos L'shem Shlomim, he's Oker L'shem Pesach, it becomes Shlomim. And that's called a Shechita L'shma. That's not I'm looking for a precedent of shalol lishma, which is machshir the korban. Here it's a case of lishma that's machshir the korban. And the Gemara now wants to bring a raya to Rav Chilkiya from a braisa. So we'll take a break now. It's getting a little bit late, and we'll stop here on Daf Kuf Tezvav and Aleph on the top of the Amud, with the words Lema Misayale on line 3, and Mirtz Shem will continue the next year.